Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
We are live! Matt, it's good to see you. Welcome everyone to another episode of Ads to Dads. How are you, Matt?
I'm really good, thanks, mate.
Well, you look great. You look all... You said you had a bit of a cold earlier.
I've got a bit of a cold. I've got
a... COVID-related or...?
Nah, done all the tests. I'm not selfish. I'd have tested. I'd have made sure, you know, before we...
Well, there's no restrictions now, aren't they all gone?
Well, you know, it's not the same thing as it was, but we still got to make sure we don't spread it to those old people.
Well, that's it.
Who should be vaccinated by now. We've
had
2 years.
They should all
be vaccinated. So, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Crack on if you've not done it after 2 years.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Brought on yourself.
Well, Matt, new episode brings me straight in to one of my favourite parts of the podcast episode. It's Matt in the Metaverse. But we've got a little twist this week, haven't we? But let's... Yeah. Let's talk to me about it. I'm a bit more handy today.
Well, I've had my little bits and bobs in there this week, but not really. I've not had time. You know what I mean? I'm a dad. I'm somebody who's got things to do.
Yep.
But I did go to a Snoop Dogg concert.
How did that go?
All right, not
you
bad.
You smell the weed or not?
No, there was a guy who was going sort of like throwing up gang signs again. Crip walking and doing all that type of stuff.
Was that just you, was it?
I tried to crip walk, then I realised the avatar hadn't got any legs. So it was pointless.
I was going to say, they don't have legs, do they?
No, they don't have legs. Well, you know, don't you? Let's
and
get on to that.
And why is that?
Well, let me just finish what I was saying about the... Really, basically, there was nothing for me this week.
No.
Snoop Dogg. I went to this sort of thing where you float through different parts of the world and there was like these annoying young girls in one corner. And I said, where is this? This looks a little bit like... I came in trying to be intellectual, and I was like, this looks a little bit like Japan, maybe. Maybe Tokyo, or are we flying over Tokyo? And then some guy went, China. Right, that's... So then from then on, I was like, China, China, China. And then it was like, these girls are like, stop saying China. And I was like, China, China. And like, you know, like an absolute child, like a 35-year-old child. So then they got a clipboard and smashed me over the head with it and kept smashing me over the head. And I just played along, you know, like, so I was like, ow, 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 every time they were doing it and they were smashing me.
So when you said earlier, oh, I've not really been doing much today, you've just been causing riots.
Yeah, so then they kept doing it and they were going, stop saying China. And I was going, ow, ow, ow. And they kept doing this whole thing, which was all real annoying for everybody involved. And at that point, I went, well, that's my cue to leave. And then I left and that was it.
You showed them.
Exactly. Yeah. Yet again, just a fucking punch bag in the metaverse. So then I thought, why not introduce Ben to the metaverse?
But a big dog came around.
He came in.
Before the episode, didn't he? You came downstairs. You were quite upstairs. I thought you were having one up the wrist. And then
I often do when you're in the house.
That's it. Just to get you over the last stroke.
Yeah.
And I heard you coming down the stairs, and I looked, and you've got the old VR headset on with your little hand controllers.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, do you want to try this? Do you want to try this?
And you first opened with, you look like a weapon, by the way. And then once you had it on,
now look at me.
Things changed. You were like, how much are they? Where can I get one from? Yeah. What's the best retailer?
No, I think the first thing I said was, have you got porn on it?
Yeah, you did. You did.
Shock. Not for like, you know, for research purposes.
Exactly. And then I thought it'd be a bit, I'm not going to say weird, but it would be a bit sort of like, we're close, we're best mates, but maybe you're sitting, jacking off with things over our eyes, like blindfolds
me in the room with no goggles on and you're just jacking off.
Not knowing whose hand it is. It's like, moisturiser out. Like, it's just, it got a bit, so I just said, look, we'll leave the porn for today.
Yeah, porn off, porn next time.
Yeah.
Obviously after the episode, before I shoot off, we could, I don't know. So yeah, you come down with the headset, basically what you were doing is you were trying to get me to have a go, because, you know, you're a giving guy.
I wanted you to experience it, yeah.
So you said, look, I've set you up and ready to go. You did a little circle loop thing so you can't fall out, you know, you don't go running into walls.
Little guardian.
So I said, give it here then, Matt, I'll be fine. Went in there straight away. I mean, like, something looked like, you know, a shopping centre. They've got, you got the Space Explorer.
Facebook Horizons.
What it's called. Went to I walked over. There was some bloke from Australia. I was like, oi! Because obviously I didn't know how to talk to people in there, because I just turned into an absolute bastard.
It was funny to watch you change, because you became an even more heightened version of yourself.
Yeah.
And you walked over to the guy. I walked over to the guy. You were about this close to me, because you couldn't see where you were. And about this close to my face, I went, oh, you from Australia? Right? And then I was like, you know. And then I sort of moved out of the way. And then I heard the guy go, that's right, mine are from Dan Ander. So he was like, but he wasn't Welsh.
He wasn't Welsh.
No. And then I heard him sort of like, let's just say his energy and your energy were in different places.
Yeah, I was top shelf shit. He didn't want anything to do with
me. He was like,
get this guy away from me.
We've got a newbie, right? So you're like, at one point I saw you open out your arms, again, quite close to me.
For a hug.
And when, anybody for a nug? Boy, oi, boy, want a nug? Right, and then look at him, right this, and then I was like, oh God, he's gone full.
He's fighting.
He's gone full Portsmouth. So and then I just heard a few people being like, God, this place, I don't really know what's going on here. They're trying to change the subject, and it's like, I'm new to this. Like, trying to...
There's a bit in the Space Explorer, because you're looking over the ship, and they're like, oh, and I'm like, look at all these fucking wires!
Yeah.
That was, and they all turned, their avatars turned. Mind you, though, some of the girl avatars.
Well, that was it. I mean, there was a point
I was trying to get with some people.
You instantly cheated on your wife. As soon as you're in a different... It wasn't like...
Oi, it's not like different postcodes. I'm in a different universe.
Well, so it does not count.
Can't matter.
So I just heard you just go... You do the whistle. Yeah, and then you're like, what, you're a rocket? And I thought, here we go.
Right? No, but I used the play on the word rocket because I was in a space station.
Yeah,
space station,
and then some guy got a bit aggy about it. I heard him, because he was like, give us a hug, rocket, or whatever. And then some guy went, you give him a hug, but you won't even say hello to me. And then I thought, oh, it's getting a bit heated in here. Like, people were saying, and then he was like, I get it, rocket.
I was about to protect her, because he was getting a bit fucking close from my liking.
Yeah, you weren't actually that you were coming on to anyone. It was that you were sort of like, you know, like when there's a lone female and they're getting harassed, you were like pretending to be the boyfriend to try and like...
And if my wife's listening, that's what I was doing.
Absolutely,
I was protecting.
Get it. That's exactly what I was doing.
But then you thought, after, you know, you could see I was getting a little bit agitated with this guy knocking around, so you took me to the boxing ring.
Yeah, I said, look, let's go. Blow some steam in the boxing ring.
See if the big dog still got it.
And you still had them hands.
Of course
you
did.
Were straight in there. Throwing them around like weapons.
Walked in there, and there's, you know, the option to spar straight away or hit the punching bag, and there was just some fat fucker in the ring.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll take him on straight up.
Yeah.
Went in there, got the old gum shield floating, banging, ready to go. And before I knew it, he's in my face, winging.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, have I still got it, Matt? And in one round, well, let's have this right. He was on the deck, out of his depth with me. I banged him straight down in the gut. Then he got back up, last minute or so, and I just pulverised the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Then the referee obviously declared me the winner. Shock. And then you had a go, didn't you?
Well, this is
how did you get on?
It's funny how even though it's a computer game and it's not real life, still the ego gets involved.
to Shaky Adam. And this is a fire fest! Oh, my word! Oh, my extraordinary!
How'd you get on?
I say. Go on, then.
What surprised you about him?
Well, his body mass was a lot more than I initially expected, and turns out every shot was just getting sucked up by his big fat gut. But eventually,
you got him out of there.
He couldn't take it. He couldn't take the punishment I was giving him.
So that's first fight done, and it's a win for you.
Yeah.
What holds next? What's next?
I don't know. Looking at Fury, maybe bringing Bellew out of retirement. I don't know, maybe old Big Mike.
Whoever wants it.
Whoever wants it, they're going to get it. They're going to get
these. But what's happened is you've won,
yeah.
And we were setting up earlier, and you can't let it go that you didn't knock the guy out, can you?
Nah, I'm just sat here the whole time just thinking,
why can't I be more like Ben?
Why can't I be more like Ben? Why can't I knock a
fake fat bloke out?
A piece of data to the ground.
Wait, some people are born with it, mate.
Why can't I knock out graphics?
Oi, but you did, like I said, you got the W. But I'm going to be honest with you, mate.
Mm.
I enjoyed it. I didn't think it would be for me, because always Matt in the metaverse. But I think you might have opened up a little door for me there.
I think there might be a time soon, in the near future.
In the next 10, 15 minutes.
We cause a bit of trouble together in there.
Lads, dads in the metaverse.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
We could set.
We'd just be in the boxing ring. Like, Matt, get out of there. You've been in here for hours. I'm not going till I've knocked him out.
Well, the thing is, we can even set up our own little, buy ourselves a bit of land and set up our own little virtual studio in there. Do you know what I mean? It's the possibilities are endless.
Well, that's what we'll do then.
Yeah.
And we'll have a boxing ring in the back of a podcast studio with stripper poles.
I like the sound of that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get all areas covered.
And for all those who are watching on Instagram, not TikTok, on Instagram, you'll see we've got our stripper pole.
Yeah.
Just the announcer.
And for any of you ladies out there looking for a couple of guys who like to rough up a few bits of data.
Come into the studio.
Come to the studio. Matt will greet you. He's a dirty bastard.
I'll make you a cup of tea.
Well, Matt, obviously with the boxing skills,
yeah,
brings me on to the next part.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of videos the other day. It was about parents or when their daughters bring home a man and they're like 16, 17 year old, right?
Yeah.
Come home to meet their parents.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone asks that question, but I'm going to be the boy that Autumn brings home.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start the conversation and I want to know how you would react, all right?
Yeah.
So Autumn's brought me in. And I've gone, hi there, nice to meet you. I'm glad to know we've got the same nickname.
Yeah.
Daddy. What do you do to a bloke who like meets you like that, who's Orm's boyfriend?
I'd say, you take shoes off, please, mate. And then once he took his shoes off, I'd grab him, throw him out, and then shut the door.
So you stole his shoes?
Yeah.
But imagine that. What, like, seriously, could you, like, there's some blokes who are out there like that. Who would actually meet the parent and be like...
Nah, he'd be out immediately. Honestly.
I know for camera purposes, you've gone, yep, I'd take your shoes off. But yeah. I don't think that's what you'd really do.
Nah, I'm not, you know, I'm probably not going to say right now what would be happening, but he wouldn't be...
I think you'd be inside him.
deep inside him.
Hammering his back door in.
Yeah, if his back door is his span with a hammer and a chisel.
All right, flip it on the other side. If Autumn brought a guy home, and, you know, she really likes him... For all, like, other people watching who have, like, you know, maybe some young lads are watching and they've, you know, they've got a girl that they like and they're going to meet their parents. What would be the best way to greet someone's...
Do you know what? I'm going to sound real, like, old and like a daddy, yeah?
Mm.
But honestly, first of all...
Don't look them in the eyes.
Be like, ridiculously respectful, right? Respect that's my house, my daughter...
Mm.
And if you can respect somebody's dad, then I know that you're going to be hopefully respecting the daughter. But
don't go overly nice.
If you find out that it's all fake, again, it's just as bad. They're out. Like it's got to be like if I got to see in that lad that he genuinely wants to get on
with
well
you for
and
all,
be respectful and not say stuff and I don't know potentially be a priest or somebody who's celibate. in some sort of way, Monk, maybe. Yeah.
Or a mime.
Someone that's not interested. If he walks up and goes,
celibate.
God, I hate sex. Right, that's the first thing he says to me. Instantly, he's in my good books.
That's it.
Next thing, if he's going, oh, those, like, those tigers did well at the weekend, didn't they? Come inside, son. Right? Next thing. Next thing. Well, I mean, we don't call them those tigers, but he's just making it up, you know, and he's going along, but he's made the effort. Right?
Call those tigers, right? Call those tigers, because, down well, in the weekend.
Because if he says that, I know that he's not an Old City fan, but he's trying his hardest.
Yeah.
And then I'm forcing him to watch a full Old City match, probably at that point in the third division.
And then when it gets to the end, say to him, don't worry, I've recorded it so we can watch it again and put it back on.
Yeah.
See, that's now, well, the reason I asked is because having two boys, well, three boys, Caleb's going to be starting, you know, dating and stuff like that in the next couple of years. I need to let him know. Because obviously when you're a young lad,
yeah,
you know, you don't really, you, all of a sudden one day, you go from one day like not liking girls, like, oh, no, they're smelly, they're like... The next day, like, trying to fucking get in them.
Do you know what, though? If they're, like, a wet blanket as well, I'm kicking them out as well, because I want somebody who's going to be able to look after her when I'm
But would
not
you
there.
Want someone to stand up to Autumn in front of you?
What do you mean?
So, for example, like, you're...
No, not, don't ever say anything bad to Autumn. Oh, so you're... Or to anyone.
You're watching the whole City game with... Let's pick a name out for him. I don't know. Dorian.
Yeah.
No, Glenn. Glenn, right? You've got Glenn there.
You go, Glenn.
And you watch
Coker.
The game, and Autumn comes down. She's like, oh, I thought we were going out now. And he turned to Autumn. So I'm watching the fucking football with your dad.
Whoa. Why are you talking to my daughter like that?
Is that how you're reacting? You're not going to go, you're not going to want him to stand up. So how does he stand up to her then?
Well, I wouldn't just say, whoa, why are you talking to my daughter like that? Right? Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't just say that. I'm just trying to be nice for the podcast.
What's his name? Lewis Spence?
Yeah.
Hey, why are you talking to my daughter like that?
Yeah, exactly. And just, like, let's just put some bread and butter, like, put some jam on it to what I'm saying. But, yeah, I would instantly be like, whoa, you know.
So you want him to stand up. You're throwing, like, complicated... You're making it complicated for this young man. You want someone to not be a wet lettuce, but then when he stands up, like you got to tell us the middle ground.
It has to be a relationship with the boy as well. And I'm not talking about having a relationship with young boys. What I'm saying is it has to be.
Of all this, everything going on in the world, I do not want to get cancelled because Matt's fucking...
It has to be. Right, it's nothing to do with me. Their relationship's nothing to do with me.
Right.
But it's everything to do with me as well.
See, absolute head fuck.
Yeah, right. I'm going to be, like, you know when you have those, sometimes you go out with those real difficult birds, like the girls who are a little bit sort of, you know, the ones that, they want that, but also they definitely don't want that, but they do want that. They want, like, a kind and sensitive man, but also a man who can, like, look after them.
Yeah.
The ones that go,
oh, do you want some food from McDonald's? And they go, no, I'm all right. And then you get some food and they take yours.
They want to be made love to, but they also want to be strangled. Do you know what I mean? Like, they want to go careful. I'm not a piece of meat, but at the same time, pull my ass.
Joe Rogan, what do you think of Jimmy Carr? Talk to me.
Yeah, sir.
What is Matt Mercury's thoughts on it?
I'm going to tread carefully with this, but at the same time, I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
I am absolutely sick of people not being able to say what they want to say, how they want to say it, do what they want to do. In a country where you're supposed to have freedom of speech and you're supposed to be able to say what you want and do what you want and be free to be your own person, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when you're an act. Right? It's like Adele has just got loads of, like, grief.
I understand why the name of this award has changed, but I really love being a woman and being a female artist. I do. And I'm really proud of us. I really, really am. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All she's saying is she's proud to be a woman. She's, you know, enjoys being a woman. She enjoys everything else. Instantly, people are misconstruing it and saying, oh, she's transphobic. She hates transgender people. Like
proud to be her?
Yeah, exactly. But because she's saying she's proud to be a woman, they're saying that she's now sort of putting it towards you know, I'm proud to be a woman, like a full woman, do you know what I mean? And it's the same with...
The people who've got their problem with that, it's their problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's in your head. Like, and even if that was the problem, ignore it, right? And
that's the great thing about life. You can just leave things alone if you don't like it.
Yeah, if it upsets you, you can sit there and say, that upsets me. I don't like it. I don't want it anymore. It's like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan has done his best to get on lots of qualified people. You know, the Robert Malone that he got on was he was one of the creators of the mRNA vaccine, which is what the vaccine is. He's put out loads of patents for different vaccines. He knows a lot about this vaccine. Yeah, some of the stuff might not be spot on that he's saying. Some of it might be. Who knows? Whatever it is. Right. Things change so much with all this stuff. And to sit there and turn around and go, he needs to be shut down. What he's saying is dangerous. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be... Yeah, there are people out there who don't do their research, who look in and go, oh, yeah, what he must be saying is true. I definitely shouldn't get the vaccine. You know, there is a lot of people who just listen to that and do that. And, yeah, I get it.
But this is the thing, like you say, like, people who listen to that and do that, it's up to them. Like, it's like the same people, if you get offended about something and you don't like it, that's up to you. But like, how you deal with it is down to you. You don't have to go and like start bashing people. If you don't like something, don't fucking watch it.
He's a podcast. He's not a scientific paper.
That's like them people coming for us because we like said something that's not true, or like we've made a statement or something. They'd be like, well, that's not true. We're not fucking professionals.
I just think common sense has gone out the window somewhere, where people need to be guided with everything, every single thing they do in life. And if something happens that hurts, I'm not going to start using the word snowflake and all this up because I think that belongs to like right wing people. I'm definitely not a right wing person. I definitely would say that I sit like center of left. You know, I'm not sitting there, you know, supporting Trump, make America great again, and Tory or anything like that. But I do think people are like butthurt really easily. Like people are just, and they don't get that. It's like the Jimmy Carr thing, right? I do, you know, I'm really passionate about comedy, and I've done like comedy circuit myself and written jokes and done all that other stuff. And I understand how it works. And 80% of your jokes, professionals as well, won't go over. Like they just won't work. And you have to test them out on audiences. You have to do all this. He did a show called His Dark Material, which is obviously a play on His Dark Materials, like the show. But anyway, it is called Dark Material.
For a reason.
And granted, I don't think the joke was on. Like, I do think that joke was a bit far, and it did come across as racist, and you shouldn't do that. And at the end of the day, that joke didn't work. But a joke is just a juxtaposition.
Yeah. What you're saying, but is he racist for saying that?
No.
Or is it because he's portraying a character?
No, exactly. Like, if you look at people like Ben Manning and people like that...
That's who they were.
Yeah, that was them. Like, they were playing up to... Well, from what I know, from what you can see, is that was their generation. They were playing up to working-class audiences who all had a similar... Well, not all, but, you know, certain people in the audience will have had a similar opinion and the time at the time, you know, the thing that was going on. And it wasn't right and it wasn't good. Jimmy Carr, I mean, obviously, we don't know him personally, but... After reading his books, reading, you know, about his life, reading...
See
about
him all over the telly and that.
I mean, he's Irish. If anything, Irish people were you know, used to have signs up in windows saying no blacks, Irish and dogs, you know, in not too long ago in this...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Country, he himself knows about being, you know, ostracized in the world, your race or your person. What he's trying to do is he's just flipped something. It's a punchline, you know. He's turned around and he's said, "Oh well, you know, about the Holocaust."
And he's flipped it the other way.
He's flipped it the other way.
But do you reckon it's because he's used the term "all the gypsies"?
Yeah.
Whereas if, like, I saw that Adam Rose podcast, where he's like, that joke could work if you didn't use that. So he said, instead of, like, gypsies, like, cyclists.
Yeah.
And then he said the joke was a cyclist, and it actually is like...
Yeah, because he's...
So that's what a joke is. You change and chop and change, don't you, to make a joke work?
Yeah, I mean, no way critiquing Jimmy Carr's jokes.
Well, I don't know.
He's a great comedian, and he's written thousands of jokes.
He's fucking hilarious.
And all he does is in his jokes is he takes wordplay or he takes juxtaposition or something that will work and then, it, you know, you set like a setup and a punchline and he's gone, you know, the Holocaust and then he's said about gypsies. And it's supposed to turn around. It's supposed to come across as like, oh, that's just as bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, God, I can't believe you said that, but that's just as bad. So it's funny because it's just as bad. But what it's actually come across as is
he's
nobody likes him. And there should have been, you know, more. Or it's a positive. Mm. And it's just not worked. The joke's not worked. And I don't think that's a good thing. And, yeah, I don't think you should ever apologise for comedy because a joke is a joke. It's not an opinion.
No.
And that's what people, I don't think, are getting nowadays, is a joke is an act. And yeah, it can be hurtful, and you shouldn't really be punching
down. But then if it should be hurtful, if you get offended by stuff like that, and you don't understand it, should you be watching something called Jimmy Carr's Dark Humour?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You watch Jimmy Carr's Dark Material until the jokes are aimed at you, the Dark Material's aimed at you, and then it's, you know, not as bad. But it's the reaction to it as well, for me, is whether the joke was wrong or not, which I think we'll all agree it's probably not.
It didn't work.
You know, yeah, it's not very good and it's not very
I get what he was trying to do, but it's been shown now as like he's actually making an attack. Not. He's just made
it's
a boo-boo.
It's the reaction to it is that gets me, is that we've now got the government coming in saying we're now going to start fining Netflix and these big streaming giants if they put out, you know, comedy material that people don't like or offends
people. Soon
there'll
be no comedy stuff.
They're saying that he should be arrested on, you know, hate crimes. He should be this, he should be that. People are queuing up outside his shows, protesting. He's not said this in Parliament or on a speaker box in the middle of Hyde Park. He's said this as an act, as a joke, Some of the things, like your stepdad and your dad's and stuff, not saying it's right, but like growing up, said to you or said these things... You're going to get ribbed. You're going to get the mickey taken out of you because it's a joke, but you don't sit there and go, it really means that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you sit there and go, I don't like, you know, you might not like it, but you take it on the chin. Yeah. And I'm not saying that people should be abused and definitely not saying that people should be made jokes about the Holocaust or anything else.
No.
And it should be, a fit, you know, like, should be just pared off.
But people should understand that, like... Look at the situation, the bigger picture. Like, he's used a joke. it's borderline not right. Well, it's not right. It's not worked. But now should there be all these people saying, like, saying that there's some people saying they should be fucking arrested and stuff like that?
Do you know what? It's also social. I just think, like, socialising and stuff. I do genuinely put this down to the fact that people live behind computers now.
Yeah, 100%. Because keyboard warriors.
Yeah, because nobody now knows how socialising works. So it's like before, and I think, without us sounding like dinosaurs, I think that that's why our generation can sort of deal with it and see things a little bit better. Not that racism good or any of these horrible things, but just like a little bit of ribbing or a little bit of mickey taking. Which, again, I'm not saying that that's what Jimmy Carr's joke was, but I'm just saying a lot of jokes. What? Because it's because people sit behind these computers and they don't understand that if you're in a social situation and people say something that hurts your feelings, you sit there and you go, don't say that, mate, I don't like it, right? And that person has then got the choice to either
carry on
continue
being
saying it or
take it on board.
Take it on board and stop. Now, the people who continue saying it are usually massive bellends, and they either end up alone or they end up surrounded by other massive bellends, right? Whereas the other people who do stop and go, oh, sorry, mate, I was only joking, and then carry on and never say it again, usually have mates.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But nobody gets that anymore because they sit on a computer.
Exactly, yeah, because the interaction's not there.
Yeah.
What I think would sort out the whole situation is Jimmy Carr versus Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
Celebrity boxing. A film review.
Yeah.
What have you been watching? Talk to me.
The Tinder Swindler.
You can find a bit of everything on Tinder, but one little swipe can change your life. I only miss you
when it rains. When I first talked with Simon, immediately we had a bond. When I listen to
the radio. He was smart and funny and very impulsive.
I shared my whole heart with him.
And then he asked me if I wanted to travel with him
on a private jet.
I was like, shit.
He took me to a 5-star hotel. He said
we had a special connection.
It felt like stepping into a movie. And then in the middle of the night, he said there was something he wants to tell me. He said he has threats against him.
He needs our cash.
$20,000.
$30,000.
$140,000.
His life depended on me. That's when police tell me the man I love was never real. Everything's a lie.
So, The Tinder Swindler. It's on Netflix. It's out now. So here's the premise. It's a documentary, and it follows a number of women who've been swindled.
What do you mean, swindled?
It's an old-fashioned word that they've used to relate to Tinder, the only one they could find. I'm guessing
Come
that rhymes a bit. Tinder!
Swindler!
The spindlers. The spinsters. Swindler. So what happens is...
Right.
They're all a bit sort of like, oh, yeah, I met this
all
great
guy. All
these
women come on.
They all come on at the same time.
Fucking
tampons hell. Everywhere. They say about meeting this... like, guy who was perfect, and, you know... Now, I don't want to be that guy, right? And I am really sorry that they lost all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be the same as these trolls that they put online that were saying about it. And they had a lot of bravery coming forward.
Right.
I don't want to go too far back, but... he's not a bad-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
But as somebody who knows how the old... online dating thing works.
Do you?
Yeah. And I'm not
You
saying,
know it inside out.
I'm not saying that this is an excuse of why I'm not finding the one, but his photos were him on yachts, private planes, private jets, like dripping in Versace, Gucci, like everything, right?
Dripping.
Absolutely dripping in just wealth, right? And there's comments from the women like, yeah, it's just something about him. Like, we I messaged him and I thought, oh, I'll just give this one a try. And I was like, yeah, I bet you will.
Yeah, why?
I wonder why. And then she said, oh, I just went on the date. And he said, oh, okay, I'm in London. Meet me at the Four Seasons Hotel, you know, like a really expensive hotel. And then we got there and it was just an instant connection. I just knew it when he walked out of, you know, it kept me waiting a little bit. If that was a guy who'd met you in McDonald's and you kept him waiting, she'd have gone, I didn't wait around because he kept me waiting
For no man.
She was like, I waited half an hour and then he came down in the lift surrounded by bodyguards and that. And then she said, oh, and then he said, look, I'm leaving London right now. I'm off to Amsterdam or wherever she said. Do you want to jump on my private jet and we'll go, right? Now, again, if that was Phil who turned up in his Vauxhall Nova, right?
I've got to leave Portsmouth. I'm going back up to Norwich.
Do you want to
jump in my car?
You want to come with me up to Norwich?
Because he's from Wales.
Sorry, no, I don't get into cars with strangers.
What? You want me to drive up to Norwich with you? I've just met you.
Yeah, whereas this woman was like, yes, I instantly jumped on his private jet and gave him all my passport details, right? So I was just a little bit like, And then the other woman was like, oh, yeah, I knew because he said he was in the diamond industry and I dated somebody who was in the diamond industry before. So I was like, oh, cool, we'll have something to talk about. Instantly, I was like, oh, so you go for them average fellas, yeah? And then she said, and there was just nothing there. There weren't really, you know, we went on this big date and again, it was like glamorous, over the top, everything else. I just felt there was nothing romantically between us. But I just felt like I just really wanted to keep in contact with him. And I just thought, why? And then it was like, and I just wanted to be close to him and I just wanted to be like, nothing at least friends. Yeah, exactly. Is it because you knew you could go on a private jet every day and you could go and like,
on Instagram?
Because again, I really don't think if she didn't feel any connection or anything with Phil from like B&Q, she'd just go, I don't know why.
I see him more as a friend and I love going around in his Vauxhall Nova.
Yeah, I really just wanted to hang around him. I just could not stop.
We go to every burger van.
Yeah, so I asked to just continue to be friends and we, you know, we went out all the time. We did all this and so personally, first of all, I'm not saying it's their fault for doing that or just like gold digging, but I did, and fair play to them. You know, if you met a girl who was a billionaire and you thought you was going out, you're not going to turn around and go, don't really like her. I'll just go back to my normal mundane life. But,
well, the thing is with me, any day it's never normal, is it?
No.
I'm a rock star in the plumbing game.
Well, yeah. But yeah, so anyway, they did all this stuff. Yeah. He started dating. They were spending a lot of time with each other. And then, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know bits, but I'm guessing you already know because it's called Tinder Swindler. The guy's a genius, right? So again, he's an asshole. He's done terrible things.
Clever asshole.
But he's clever. He's set up a Ponzi scheme. So what he's done is,
what's a Ponzi scheme?
Well, a Ponzi scheme is, it's like a triangle. So the people at the top.
Yeah, pyramid scheme.
Like a pyramid scheme, but it's not exactly like a pyramid scheme, but it's a lot like it. In effect, you know, if you, one person pays the other and pays the other, but the person at the top always gets really rich. Basically, he's a genius. What he's done is, he's told these women that he's got all these enemies and everything else like that because he's a big shot diamond from a big diamond family. He's the prince of diamonds. His dad's the king of diamonds. And he's then decided to say to the ladies, look, I've got, they're tracing me through my credit cards and things. This is my bouncer, that's my security guard. Look, and he's like covered in blood. They've attacked him. I can't use my credit card because it's gonna, like, they're gonna trace me where I am. Please, I've set up an American Express card in your name. It's through my company, through all this other stuff. Can you please just transfer me? You know, you've sent me passport details and stuff. I've just used your passport details. Can you just send me a little bit of money through there? And they were like, yeah, okay, whatever. Just please don't get hurt. Please don't be, you know. Which is sad, really, because even though I've just said, like, they're just swimming through money, they're obviously kind people who don't want to see, you know, and they just wanted to find love as well, and they wanted to love this guy.
How much has he asked for?
First, he asked for 30 grand. And then later on, he was like, I need a bit more. You need to ring them up and like increase the limit. Like, I'll send you a pay slip from my diamond company for £150,000, you know, to say that that's your... And it's like a falsified pay slip. But they're like, oh, okay. And then they give that to American Express. American Express, like, bang, straight up. Like, you've got 100 grand on that card. He takes that 100 grand from him. Bang, he does it again.
And they're left with a bill.
£250,000, yeah. And by the end of it, she's like, when I realised what was going on... You should see in the documentary how they realised what was going on, and that's sort of a good part of it, which I won't give away. But I was left with like £250,000 debt, and American Express know it was a con artist, but I still owe it. And then what he's been doing is when he's saying, oh, I need to fly out away from my enemies or whatever, he's matching with another absolute fitty on this is why I said about Ponzi scheme, on Tinder, saying, so when he said, let's go for a fly to whatever in my private jet, he's using the money that another girl he's doing this to right now, to give him £250,000 to get this private jet, to do all this stuff, but really he's told him he's escaping the enemies. And then while that's happening, he's with another girl a bit like a few days later, once he's got that other one hooked, giving him money. So eventually he's building up millions and millions of pounds from each girl and like Ponzi scheming it, pyramid scheming it. The more they're giving him, the more money he's getting, and the more he can take on these dates and look really rich because it's from the last girl he was with and then from the last girl he was with.
What a bastard,
isn't
it?
So then they're
clever, though, to think of all that.
This is what I mean. Really clever, but really harsh.
Mate, you must be fuming that he's took that away from you now, because you could have done that.
I could have had that idea. No,
could you send me 35 quid for a bargain bucket?
I just need a KFC. It sounds like I've given a lot of it away, honestly.
Is there more to it?
Oh, there's a lot of things.
Well, you're giving out a 5 then, Matt, if we're scoring it.
I'm going to give it a 4.
It's quite a high score.
I'm going to give it 4. It's not a 5.
The shock factor got you, is it?
No, to be honest with you.
Are you impressed with him?
I'm impressed with him, but I wouldn't turn around and say the whole documentary was like, it got me and it was a really... There's a lot of hype around it. But let's just put it this way, he's still walking free.
He's not in jail?
He deleted his Instagram the other week. He did go to jail, but he didn't go to jail, and there's a lot of other things, but like I say, I won't give it all away.
Oh, guess I might be getting into that, mate. Maybe I'll review it, give you my thoughts on it.
What's your review this week?
Well, I've been tinkering around with it. Not really. I've watched a little bit, and then the wife took on a couple of extra evening shifts, so I had a bit more time in the evening to myself.
Yeah.
So 10 minutes had gone by, and then I had all this free time.
Yeah.
So I watched True Story by Kevin Hart.
Please welcome to the stage one of Hollywood's brightest stars, Philadelphia's own, The Kid!
Brother and his crew, they're backstage. This is when Carlton starts to become Carlton.
Beware of the handshake.
This is a toast to my little brother. Always got my back.
Must be nice to be a celebrity.
What's the problem?
What's the fucking situation?
Pardon me, sir. These detectives would like to speak with you.
And it's based sort of like on his life, but it's like so far-fetched. But he's a comedian in this program, basically he is. World-renowned comedian. He's also an actor. So you think you're in his life, and it makes you think it's actually real. And his brother, so he goes to Philadelphia, where he's from, because that's where he's actually from. And he's doing this like tour, and he's got a few dates in Philadelphia doing shows. So he links up with his brother, which his brother is Wesley Snipes. And they get together, and Kevin's crew, or he's called the Kid in this, the Kid's crew, they know that his brother Carlton, who is played by Wesley Snipes, is like, he's no good for him.
Right.
So And there's a scene where he's at the bar after the show and he's there drinking, and Kevin's like, he's, which is quite good actually to mention it, like he's being sober. He had a problem with drinking and stuff like that. But now his brother's back in the picture and his brother's forcing drink on him. And, you know, next thing you know, he's pissed out of his head and he's got a girl back in his hotel room.
Yeah.
So he goes, he then wakes up in the morning next to this broad.
Yeah.
Who's dead. She's overdosed on something.
Yeah.
And Kevin's come out and his brother's there, just happens to be there in the room. It's like, what the fuck's going on? So they think she's dead. Well, she is dead.
Wesley Snipes sucked the blood out of her.
Yeah, killed a blade. Okay. Sword, heads off. There's no head.
Yeah.
And so basically they're like, what do I do? What do I do? And Carlton, who's played by Wesley Snipes, as I said, goes, oh, I know someone will get rid of the body. Because obviously Kevin Hart, he's, you know, he can't ring the ambulance. You know, he puts his career on the line. So they ring this gangster, this big Greek gangster, to get rid of the body.
Yeah.
And then he tries to extort Kevin Hart, saying, look, I'll get rid of the body.
Is this all in one episode?
It's a series.
Yeah, but what you're saying now, is this all in one, the first
episode?
Yeah, it
is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good start of episode. Yeah. And, yeah, so he's like, yeah, I got rid of the body. But he goes, I want $100,000 every week.
Right.
For the next year. So $6 million it works out at, if you do the math.
Yeah.
And he's like, $6 million. And he knows he's been extorted. So Kevin Hart, the kid, takes matters into his own hand and he kills him.
Kevin Hart does?
Strangles him. So then his brother comes back in, finds the gangster dead.
Yeah.
And now they've got to get rid of that body. Then they get rid of it. They get rid of the body. They find someone sees them do it who's a fan. I'm not going to go into too much more detail.
Yeah, because we want people to watch it. But
and someone sees him do it, and then let me tell you this. At the end, there's a twist.
Okay.
And I love a twist.
Yeah.
Unbelievable twist at the end. But it looks like, oh, God, like he's finally got it all back on track, and then all of a sudden there's a reason why his brother doesn't, you know, that he's known to be bad around his brother because of this twist at the end. And I was watching the first few episodes thinking, yeah, it's quite good. You know, big production, it's Kevin Hart, so it looks quality, there's glam, there's...
Gets you hooked,
there's bitches, there's Kvossi, yay!
Yeah.
And, watching it, I thought, yeah, this is pretty good. But then it started to entail the story, and you're like, this is proper good.
Yeah.
The last episode, when it was finished, I literally was like, that's boss, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we review it, we give it a score, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm getting 4.5.
Ooh.
High, that is.
It's very rare that we go below 4 nowadays, actually. We're watching some decent stuff.
Well, that's it. You know, if the good stuff's out there, Matt. We've just got to find it.
But, so you enjoyed that?
4.5, only because of the last few episodes and you see the twist. But leading up to the last few episodes and the major twist is that the production's good, funny, and also it's, you know, it makes you feel like you're part of their gang, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm giving it 4.5.
I like the sound of that.
So you've given a 4.2.
Yeah.
I've done 4.5. Highly recommend it, guys. Give it a watch. And that is the reviews done.
And I think that is today's episode done. So I'd like to thank you for joining.
Before we go.
Before we go,
I had a quick question asked me earlier. Would you rather eat a baby goat?
Yeah.
Or a matter baby?
Sorry, what? Sorry?
Would you rather eat a baby goat or a matter baby?
A matter baby.
Would you rather eat a baby goat or a matter baby?
What's the matter, baby?
Nothing, handsome.
Hey!
Thank you very much, everyone. Listen to another episode of Lads to Dads. I've been Ben.
And I've been Matt Mercury.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.